which I later learned Joni did not include in her adaptation, as a mantra to give me strength. If you can fill the unforgiving minute with 60 seconds worth of distance run, yours is the earth and everything that's in it, and, which is more, you'll be a man, my son. I didn't want the earth or everything in it, and I didn't think Joni would want me to be the kind of man Kipling was telling me to be. But I thought, if this poem was important to Joni, then I would figure out why. A half hour late, perfectly on time, a hand studded with more jewelry than I could fully take in reached out to me. "I'm Joni," she said. "I know," I replied. "Be cool, just listen, and breathe, and listen some more." None of the wines at La Scala Presto pleased her. She tasted each one. None was smooth enough to suit. Much more to her liking was a 1998 Chateau Margaux she pulled out of a case later at home. She was giddy about the album and ready to unleash what she calls a verbal cauldron. We talked about Miles Davis, about how she was introduced to him by Joni's drummer boyfriend, Don Elias, who had played on Bitches Brew, and about how Miles once made a play for her, then passed out with a death-like grasp on her ankles. She had always dreamed of collaborating with him, she said, and it was reported to her that he owned all of her albums that had been released up to his death. She loved Duke Ellington, disliked Coltrane, but she so loved Kind of Blue that she even liked Coltrane on it, and Debussy, which she pronounced Debussy.